Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. Today is August the 12th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Every day we take kids from all around the world through these amazing stories in the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. And today our reading is in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 15 through 35. Then we finish our reading in 2 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9. Jesus told his disciples that following him would not be easy. Why did he say that? Let's listen and find out from Luke chapter 14. A man sitting at a table with Jesus exclaimed, "What a blessing it will be to attend a banquet in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied with this story. A man prepared a great feast and went out and sent out many invitations. When the banquet was ready, he sent his servants to tell the guests, "Come, the banquet is ready." But they all began making excuses one by one. "I've just bought a field and must inspect it. Please excuse me." Another said, "I've just bought 5 pair of oxen and I want to try them out. Please excuse me." Another said, "I now have a wife, so I can't come." The servant returned and told his master what they had said. His master was furious and said, "Go quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and invite the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame." After the servant had done this, he reported, "There's still room for more." So his master said, "Go out into the country lanes and behind the hedges and urge anyone you find to come, so that the house will be full. For none of those I first invited will get even the smallest taste of my banquet." A large crowd was following Jesus. He turned around and said to them, "If you want to be my disciple, you must hate everyone else in comparison. Your father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple. And if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. But don't begin until you count the cost. For who will begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there's enough money to finish it? Otherwise, you might complete only the foundation before running out of money. And then everyone will laugh at you. They would say, 'There's that person who started the building and couldn't afford to finish it.' Or what king would go out to war against another king without first sitting down with his counselors to discuss whether his army of 10,000 could defeat the 20,000 soldiers marching against him? And if he can't, he will send a delegation to discuss terms of peace while the enemy is still far away. So you cannot become my disciple without giving up everything you own. Salt is good for a season, but if it loses its flavor, how do you make it salty again? Flavorless salt is good neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown away. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." Well, Jesus wanted committed followers. He didn't want people to follow him and then decide that it was too hard. Even though following Jesus is not easy, it is worth the cost. Jesus has promised that if we give up some things to follow him, that we will be rewarded with much greater treasures, such as love and joy and peace. Decide to follow Jesus no matter what the cost. This is what 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, "The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." Amen. Well, there you go. We've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible, and I fully intend to be back here tomorrow to do the same thing. I sure hope you join me. Until that time, you go forward in God's joy, and you remember this: following Jesus is worth the cost, no matter what it is. And remember this too, that you, my friend, are loved. How about that? All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.